Live on location, it's the Todd Allbaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Allbaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with our outstanding producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, at the world headquarters high atop State Street off the Capitol Square. We are in La Crosse, Wisconsin. It is coming into focus now for those watching on the stream. Our handy-dandy cameraman, Trigvy, who has already been down to the bars because we're a little blurry, Trigvy. As it turns out. No, Trigvy Olson, senior advisor of the Lincoln Project, is joining us all week as we go around the state of Wisconsin on the What Makes Wisconsin Great Beer, Cheese, and Radio Tour. There we go, Trigvy. It looks good now. Fantastic. Thank you very much. Trigvy also doing yeoman's work, double duty here as our camera person as well. Last night, we had a great night at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. A shout out to the Sheps, the owners there, the brand new owners of the Phoenix Center in Richland Center, and all the other great folks down there. And we had a great Sage Weil, our CEO and owner, was up there in Richland Center as well. Phil Nee, the local station manager, as well as Joanne Krulatz, our news director, and a host of others. Brady Ewing, who appears on this show every other Friday and does a great Badger update. All those folks were there along with community members, and we appreciate everybody coming out. Had some beer, had some cheese, and some great conversation. So just an outstanding day in Richland Center yesterday and last night. We made our way last night up here to beautiful La Crosse. It was not snowing on the way up. And for those of you who were listening yesterday, we were supposed to be at UW-La Crosse today. But as it turns out, they were doing a cooking show on campus today, and so all the rooms were booked. So we find ourselves here at the beautiful Radisson Inn. And quite frankly, Trigvy, you and I were talking about this before we went on the air. This is just another example of what makes Wisconsin great, because when you need a helping hand, there are no strangers in Wisconsin, only friends.
No, and I was struggling with the camera as we went on air because I was spending my time talking to Krista, the sales director here at the Radisson in La Crosse. What fantastic people.
Yeah.
In fact, we were just talking about how great she had also been out of the state.
Oh, really?
How awesome Wisconsin is and why people who live outside of Wisconsin want to come back to Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And we have the mighty Mississippi right behind us.
For those.
Snow in April. That's not something that makes Wisconsin so great, Todd.
Not always. But the mighty Mississippi, the old Miss right out behind us out the window here at the Radisson.
Scenic River Parkway.
Yeah.
Some Tommy Thompson, Dale Schultz.
Yeah.
Key drivers, Tim Cullen.
Absolutely.
Republicans, Democrats came together.
Getting things done.
Absolutely. Conservation, that is something that makes Wisconsin great, I would argue.
It really is. We're going to talk more about this as we go throughout the afternoon here from downtown La Crosse. Maybe a bit fitting we ended up here because Trigvy and I were supposed to be here last summer for the Wisconsin Republican State Convention.
Literally right here.
Exactly in this building. Yep. And, you know, the old Shim Sham Man, our friend Brian Arthur Shimming, the chair of the State Republican Party, pulled our credentials. All we were doing is we said, hey, we want to give you some PR. And they said no. And ironic, Trigvy, that a little fast forward, and they're complaining that NBC pulled Ronan McDaniel's credentials.
I know. Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. I mean, seriously, they did not want us to come here.
No. They didn't. But we're here now.
We are here. We are here, and there's a big show tonight here from some, I don't know, grunge band from the 90s that I don't know. Because I'm an 80s hair metal guy, Todd.
What's the band?
Lots of buses here in downtown.
Lots of buses.
Yeah. And we're just down the street from our beautiful WLCX studios here, the Eagle. But we thought rather than going to the studios, we'd show you this fantastic view out the back window here. We're on the second floor of the Radisson downtown La Crosse, old Mississippi River right behind us, some snow falling. It's beautiful. As you can see, for those watching on the stream, I am also in my Milwaukee Brewers jersey and cap because despite the weather outside, it is opening day at home for your Milwaukee Brewers in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And of course, it's days like today. And Trigvy, I think you'll remember this name, George Petak. Who,
George Petak.
A hero In my opinion, he was the deciding vote that allowed the current stadium for the Milwaukee Brewers to be built, and it was built for days just like today. Because in the old county stadium, you would either would have had to have the game delayed a day, a rain day, or you would have been playing in snow. But because of George Petak and other people, we have the beautiful stadium, the AmFam Field in Milwaukee with a great retractable dome. I'm sure it will be cozy and fantastic on the inside for opening day in Milwaukee. But in all seriousness, for those listening across the state who are going to head on down there, allow extra time. Because I'm not sure what Mr. Zomers, is it snowing yet in Madison?
It is not. It is actually raining pretty hard.
Oh, really? It's been snowing here for a good couple hours, Trigby.
Yeah, you know what? I hate to admit this, Todd. I'm actually a Twins fan.
I know you are.
I like my sports outside, Todd. That doesn't mean George Petak isn't a hero for saving the Brewers and keeping them in the state of Wisconsin. And I was there on the night that happened, yeah. But I was in the room where it happened. Well, not actually the room where he decided to do it. And he eventually got recalled and beat. But yeah, I like my baseball outside. Why would they not be playing baseball outside in the snow? It's like football, honestly.
No, it's not. It's not like football at all.
I was at the Snow Bowl, Todd, when they played Tampa. I was just a high school kid.
Well, okay, but I'm just saying, I mean, Trigby grew up, for those that don't know, in River Falls, northwestern Wisconsin.
We're hardy northern stock, not like your people down there in Richland Center where you're soft south Wisconsin people.
Come on now. I think you raise a good point that a lot of people in northwest Wisconsin, you're going to find Twins fans there because it's a much shorter drive to get to the Twin Cities to watch the Twins than it is down to Milwaukee.
Yes. Although, yeah, there's even some Viking fans.
Oh, good gosh.
Can't stand those people.
No. But we have if you want to listen.
They're suspect.
pregame time, I was listening to Phil Nee at WRCO this morning, a great civic media station, and I believe pregame activities get underway around 2:30, 2:45 after our show this afternoon from AmFam Field in Milwaukee. You can listen to that game on several of the civic media radio stations, including in northwest Wisconsin, WLAK up in Amory, also WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, WRCE in Richland Center, and WISS in Oshkosh up there. So if you are in one of those cities, you can listen over the air. We, of course, are not allowed to stream Milwaukee Brewers baseball because it's a major league sport. So you have to go to your major league app in order to do that, your major league baseball app. But if you live at Amory, WISS at Oshkosh or Richland Center, you can listen to that Brewers game. Again, pregame show around 2:30, 2:45. And, of course, the great Bob Uecker, 90 years old, going to call this game the home opener of the Milwaukee Brewers today. I cannot wait. And Uke says, going to be day-to-day after that. So we hope he can continue doing the games when he can. I was at the game last year with Phil Nee, one of the games, and got this this jersey. And the number on the back, I decided, with all the free agency and stuff, I decided, well, let's do Bob Uecker's number. So it's Uecker jersey with a number 8 on the back, and it is an honor of him. A great broadcaster, played Major League Baseball for a while.
He's a legend.
Yeah, he is.
He was in the movie Major Leagues.
Yes, he was.
Where he became a national.
And Mr. Belvedere as well. The great television.
Was he in Mr. Belvedere?
Yes, he was one of the stars of Mr. Belvedere. On I think it was ABC.
I don't know that I ever watched Mr. Belvedere.
I wonder if we have any listeners who
watch Mr. Belvedere. I agree with you though. Bob Uecker was part of what makes Wisconsin great.
Yes,
and Max McGee and Jim Irwin and Wayne Larrabee for that matter.
And Matt LaPay.
Yeah, and Larry McCarron too.
All those guys.
All of them.
All those broadcasters are what makes Wisconsin
radio
great.
Broadcasters.
That's right. That's the radio.
You know what? I'll share something about myself, Dad.
Tell us.
One of the greatest parts about the internet is you can stream the radio broadcast. So wherever I am in the world. Which, when I was living over in Europe, I would listen to the Green Bay Packers streaming on the internet, on radio. Yep. Honestly, if you listen to most broadcasters in other cities that broadcast football or baseball, not as good.
Right. No, I totally agree. I totally agree. Have some. You don't have any water yet? Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Oh, all right.
They brought water
over there. We have these. Of course, Trigby is a senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. We have these cool Lincoln Project mugs we're taking on the road all week. So
I have one too, actually.
Do you really, Zomers?
There you go.
There well, not go. With me today, we but yeah, you got me one.
All right. Talk for a second, Trigvy, because tell people what we got last night, a gift. I'm going to go over and get it here because I want to talk about this on the air.
We can have it. So this is honestly, this is such a good story. So we are in Richland Center at the bowling alley afterwards drinking cheese curds and having beer, which if you're in the La Crosse area, you can go to Houghton's Pub tonight. Which I don't have the address in front of me, unfortunately, but we'll get it to you. You can come in. Todd and I will buy the first soda or beer, and we're buying some cheese curds. Listeners can come in and see us. So we went to the bowling alley in Richland Center. We had 50 people, and one of those people knew that I am of Norwegian descent and brought, well, actually, Todd's mother went and got the other stuff, brought me lefse.
Look at that.
Yes.
That. So Edie,
homemade lefse. We have butter and we have brown sugar.
Yeah,
that's incredible.
Edie Siftestad is going to be our lunch.
The lovely and talented Edie Siftestad, a good Norwegian herself, and look, I mean, this is the real deal.
This is Norske Nook quality.
Yes,
even better.
Even better. Yeah, this is real Norwegians making real lefse right here. So
100%.
Yeah. So thank you, Edie.
Yes, thank you, Edie. Awesome treat for me.
Yeah. And again,
it's Wisconsin. It's how nice people are.
It's part of what makes Wisconsin great.
Yeah.
I mean, she says, well, you know, I know you like it, and so I'll just bring you some.
And you know what's funny, Todd? Did you notice? So I disappeared because we went to get the butter and the brown sugar with your mother. Yeah. And we ran over to Quick Trip because I had to buy some milk to wash down my lefse. And I ended up in a 10-minute conversation with the clerk.
Did you really?
Yeah. I did. That's Wisconsin for you.
That's Wisconsin.
And honestly, for those who are listening nationwide on the Civic Media Radio app, one of the things that I think we all need to recognize is that, you know, it's primary day here in Wisconsin, but the choice of who the candidates are has already been made. But being back here a day and a half now, it makes the people of Wisconsin are going to be the ones who are likely making the choice for the nation, which direction we go. And we're lucky that we have a whole lot of people in the state of Wisconsin who are really going to take that responsibility and think it through and make a serious decision.
And what better way to make that decision than with fresh homemade lefse from Edie Siftestad in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Going to come back, talk more about Election Day live on location at the Radisson in downtown La Crosse, Wisconsin. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
Back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live on location in downtown La Crosse from the beautiful Radisson. A big shout out to Rob and Chris, or Krista, was it?
Krista.
Rob and Krista here at the Radisson. When we said we were in a pinch for a location, they immediately said we could help you out. And they put us up here on the second floor of the beautiful Radisson Hotel in downtown La Crosse. So Rob and Krista, thanks for saving our bacon. And speaking,
you know what? As much as I like them, though, I'm not sharing my lefse.
You're not going to share the lefse.
And somewhere, if my sister is listening, she's like, "Yeah, that's just like Christmas dinner at the Olsen household."
So yesterday we had free bacon at Culver's Richland Center. Today, lefse, homemade lefse from Edie Siftestad Richland Center. What do you think?
I'm thinking that we have to drive through Osseo. We should see if the Norske Nook is open, because I'm going to stock up on more lefse to take home to Washington, D.C.
Great stuff, isn't it? Oh, great.
Fantastic.
Thank you, Edie. We appreciate it. Trigvy is home. He is happy. So we thank all those people for helping us out. It is election day. I can't really see it on the stream, but there it is. I'm wearing my I voted sticker. I voted absentee last week before I left. in Madison. So I got my absentee vote in for local elected officials in my neighborhood.
And the referendum.
And the referendum, which we are, Jane Matinere on Air, had re-aired her great interview right before we came on the air today, explaining, walking through these two referenda today. The long and the short, my sister actually called me. I said, what do you think about this? I said, here's all you need to know. If you, as an educated person like myself, read a referendum and it doesn't make sense, vote no. I mean, if you don't understand it, I mean, if it's that complicated, usually that means it's not a good thing. So, but beyond that, what it really is doing, these two referendum are actually, they're Republicans are billing it as some sort of helpfulness to elections. It's actually just the opposite. Because what the Republicans did, it was predicated on this whole nonsense that there was fraud and problems with Wisconsin elections in 2020 because there was private money given to make elections safe. Because remember, 4 years ago, speaking of the Republican narrative, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? 4 years ago, we were in the middle of a lockdown of a pandemic due to Donald Trump not having us prepared for the pandemic. And so private companies gave money primarily for masks and safety measures. That's all it was. And because of that, now Republicans in Wisconsin are trying to say there was goofiness going on, and they want to end any sort of private money being given to help elections. But it's not a good thing, these two referendums. So the simple answer is vote no on both referendums in Wisconsin today.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about elections is we should be encouraging. We can disagree about what the process looks like, but you want to create an environment where everybody has the opportunity to vote and they get to make the choice. Mm. Do they vote or not? And when you see people demagoguing and throwing up referendums, it's usually about them wanting to dictate who is more likely to vote. And that really is antithetical to the whole idea of who we are in Wisconsin and who we are as Americans. Mm. So, and no, that's what's going on here. It's pretty straightforward.
I also thought it was pretty funny. He got himself in some more hot water. We are in the 3rd Congressional District in Wisconsin, in the western part of the state, Mississippi River, right out our window behind us here for those watching on the stream. We are in the heart, the absolute heart of Republican Congressman Derek Van Orten's district. And yesterday morning, he got up and got on the Twix, not Twitter, not X, but Twix, as Craig Ferguson says. He got on the Twix, and Derek Van Orten tweeted out, make sure you vote early today. on Monday. Now, look, I'm all for voting early or vote anytime. The problem is that Derek Van Orten, a sitting congressperson, did not know the law in Wisconsin, which is you cannot vote absentee the day before an election in the state of Wisconsin.
No, you can't, because your vote won't get counted, because it won't get there.
So again, misinformation. And look, if this was the average person on the street.
He's an odd one, Todd.
He's an
odd one.
Mr. Van Orten.
Mr. Van Odd One. He's a little strange.
I just think it's very.
But he's a Navy SEAL. Did you know that?
Well, he likes to brag about that. And again, you're not going to find anybody that has more respect for our veterans than those who serve currently and those who have served in the past than us two. But the problem is that this guy just hangs his hat on it. And
you know what? This is the thing. John McCain had some service to the country. Yeah. And he used to always say, the guys who brag about their service to the country are not the ones who did major service to the country. I never heard John McCain brag about his service. I heard him talk about his service, but I never heard him brag about what he did.
Yeah. Nope. They're usually the guys, the gals that have done the most and seen the most. Don't brag about it.
Yep.
Phone line here, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Dennis from Kenosha. Dennis, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Well, I was just wondering if the Republicans are going to cut our taxes so they don't take our private money to use it for voting.
Well, that's a good question, right? Remember, there's $4 billion in state reserves, by the way, Dennis. Remember that.
I know, and God forbid, our economy is doing so great, we got a surplus of $4 billion. Duh.
Right. Trigby, any thoughts on that?
I'm sort of speechless about that, and I'm kind of thinking, you know, I'm wishing that we'd have gone to Kenosha, too, because there's a lot of common sense, clearly, from Dennis down in Kenosha.
Dennis, you should be speaker.
You should be speaker, Dennis. It would be some Wisconsin, like real logic.
I thought that's what we're supposed to be, logical, pay our bills and not go in debt and not lose everything. And hey, you know, when you buy a house at 19,
that is what we once
were. 63, I think I've done pretty good.
Exactly. I mean, what I will tell you, Dennis, so we had about 50 people who showed up in Richland Center. And I said this earlier. I don't know if you heard me say this. You know, the reality is the election in 2024 is going to run right through Wisconsin. And it's really good that it's common sense people like you and the 50 people who showed up in Richland Center and the people who are going to show up tonight in La Crosse and the clerk I talked to for 15 minutes at Quick Trip last night, that those are the people who are going to be making the decision. Quite honestly, America is lucky that you have thoughtful people who are going to be making a major decision. It really is true. Yeah. I wish some thinking people would be making decisions for our state, like actually applying the surplus to good things rather than fronting referendums about nonsense.
Yeah, absolutely. Dennis, anything else? All right, I guess not. Dennis, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Dennis down in Kenosha. If you want to join the program, I have a question for Trigvi Olson, Senior Advisor at the Lincoln Project. We welcome you to the show, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. We are downtown La Crosse, Wisconsin, on location at the beautiful Radisson Inn here on the second floor overlooking the Mississippi River. It is snowing here, as you can see out the window. Probably, what, I'd say about an inch or so of snow already?
An inch and a half. And you know what you get when people in Wisconsin work together, Todd?
What?
Things like the river behind us and the Mississippi Parkway.
Well, let's talk about that.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah, I mean, conservation is a huge part of Wisconsin. And when we come back on the other side, we'll talk a little bit more about that. Bipartisanly, what's happened in the Lower Wisconsin Riverway, the Mississippi Scenic Riverway. More with Trigvi Olson, your calls as well. We are on location at La Crosse. What makes Wisconsin great tour? Don't go anywhere. News, weather, sports, and an ag update are next on the Civic Media Ready Network.
On the road again, just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are on the road again today. Our What Makes Wisconsin Great? Beer, cheese, and radio tour with Trigvi and Todd. We are here high atop the river, Mississippi River, in the great Radisson Inn in downtown La Crosse. A shout out to Rob and Krista, the great folks here, making us feel like home, making us feel like family at the Radisson Inn. It's snowing for those watching on the stream. The ground is covered. It looks like it could be Christmas, Trigvi.
Yeah. Yep. Not the greatest weather here.
The cherry
is abnormal for April. For those listeners on the app around the country, yes. I don't want you to think that we're like in Siberia here.
No,
this is abnormal for April.
I don't know if I would say abnormal.
Usually it is beautiful.
Mostly, we usually get a little snow.
Not
but
normal.
Although Andrew in Maine, speaking of listeners around the country, does say, nice to see they found some spring snow. Would hate to have a tour around Wisconsin with no snow.
Well, there you go, right? You know, to experience a little spring snow. Like we said before, usually this kind of stuff comes in March around state boys basketball tournament. You get kind of a late snow.
Yeah, usually you get one.
Yeah.
You want to know something else that makes Wisconsin great?
What makes Wisconsin great, Trigvi?
And if we have a listener who knows him, if he's not listening, somebody should tip him off to this. Tweets by Andy Sikorsky, Todd.
Andy
in
Sikorsky.
In response to Badger Boys State Scott Walker. So, you know how Scott Walker celebrated opening day for the Brewers?
It's opening day for Milwaukee. How did the former governor of Wisconsin, Scott Walker, celebrate opening day, Trigvi?
He literally tweeted a picture of a baseball card with himself that says, Scott Walker going to bat for reform. And Andy Sikorsky, who's clearly an American treasure, and somebody who's listening must know this man. I'm now following him on Twitter. Tweeted back, much like the early 2000 Brewers, Scott Walker was terrible. Oh, my God. That is the best tweet ever.
He's winning Twitter today.
Somebody needs to tell. If you know Andy Sikorsky, you need to, from Madison, you need to tell him to call in to the Todd Alba show immediately so we can talk to this man. Anybody who can light up Scott Walker, who got, guess what? He got four likes for his tweet of himself dressed in baseball gear.
Well, that's the thing. It makes it goofy because he's in an old, you know, Brewer uniform with a bat. And you can clearly,
he doesn't look like Gorman Thomas.
I was going to say, you clearly could tell the guy did not actually play baseball. Like the guy, and this is what ticks me off, quite frankly, about Scott Walker.
He might have played Little League in fourth grade. But,
but here's the deal. And again, whether you always agreed with Tommy Thompson on the policy, that's open to discussion, and that's fair. But I think the point that you and I would agree with, Trigvi, is that Tommy Thompson was a cheerleader for Wisconsin, and he was authentic. Tommy Thompson was deer hunting before he ran for assembly. Tommy Thompson was riding bikes before he was governor. Yeah. You know, he actually did things. And then Scott Walker, Scott Walker, who pines to be Tommy Thompson. He wants to be loved like Tommy Thompson. And he would put on a brand new blaze orange jacket and say, oh, I've been hunting for a long. And you knew he wasn't. He tried to ride a Harley. You knew he doesn't actually ride Harleys became governor. He took a class.
Which is fine. I would like to learn how to ride a Harley. I don't know how to ride a Harley. I have ridden some motorcycles, but just wasn't. I would, honestly, if I won the Powerball, I would buy a Harley and drive across the southwestern United States. Yeah, and I would probably take a class. But I wouldn't run around trying to do like Scott Walker. And here's the other thing. Tommy Thompson, Jim Doyle, Gaylord Nelson. We should talk about Tommy Thompson and Gaylord Nelson when we're talking about former governors. None of them would have tweeted a baseball card of themselves. Right. And still be doing it. He's a lounge act. And he isn't even Katy Perry doing Vegas or Foreigner. He's more like Tommy Two Tone doing Vegas. He's got like one hit. And it wasn't even a good hit.
No.
Now, let's talk about Gaylord. Let's talk about things Scott Walker didn't do that Tommy Thompson and Gaylord Nelson and Warren Knowles and people like that did.
Yeah.
The riverway behind us. Mm-hmm. Conservation was such a central part of who we are and what we are, whether you were a Republican or a Democrat. I'm pretty sure Tommy Thompson and Gaylord Nelson didn't agree on a lot. Mm-hmm. But they agreed that the environment and that the natural resources of Wisconsin needed to be protected so that we can go out. We have some of the best fishing, some of the best hunting in the world.
Mm-hmm. No,
and some of the most beautiful places to go for hikes. They work together. People like that work together to make that happen.
Absolutely
right. They didn't tweet baseball cards of themselves. Andy Sikorsky, call in now. Scott Walker. Scott, listen, I know. We've known each other since Badger Boys State. You can come on the show, and I won't make fun of you for your stupid baseball card. We can have let's have a grown-up conversation.
Here's somebody who is listening. Jeff from Jeff from Shorewood, listening on WAUK in Shorewood, Waukesha, says, Walker wore University of Wisconsin gear. He got kicked out of Marquette.
Yeah, he did. And honestly, he referred to the UW system as a woke den of indoctrination. And yet every year his Christmas card is him in Wisconsin garb. And he brags about his kid graduating from like the engineering school. It's like, which is it? Are you an irresponsible parent sending your kid to a woke den of indoctrination with your MAGA friends and your rich donors who help you run Young Americans for Freedom, which admittedly was once in about 1970 a legitimate organization, but it's just comical? Or are you 100% Wisconsin, the guy wearing the gear?
Yeah.
Jumping around. Which is it? That's the thing. He doesn't know who he is at his core. He just knows he wants to be. And now he's a third-rate lounge act on Twitter hoping to catch Donald Trump's attention so he can have one more shot at the barrel.
Speaking of the Trumpster, he is going to be in Wisconsin today.
Yeah, he might be right now. Yeah, he's going to be in Green Bay.
And he's flying up from Mar-a-Lago. We know this because this Alex Brusewitz dude, originally born in Ripon, Wisconsin, but has been spending his life shining Trump's boots at Mar-a-Lago in Florida for the last few years. He tweeted out this morning that the Brusewitz boy is going to be on the jet with Trumpster flying from Mar-a-Lago up to Green Bay today for this rally in Green Bay. Now, of course, the 8th congressional seat is now an open seat because Republican Mike Gallagher announced that he was going to not run for re-election, and then he went a step further and said, I'm actually going to resign my seat as of April 19th. That date is significant because by doing it at that time after the election, after the spring election, it means that the governor, Tony Evers, cannot call a special session. What that basically means is that Mike Gallagher, whether intentional or not, I think it was, but that's my opinion, is basically giving the Democrats a level playing field to go on the towards the election in November. Had there been a special election this summer, most likely one of the Republicans would have won that, would have given them incumbency for 2 or 3 months before the actual general election, regular election in November. So you've got Roth, Toby Roth's nephew is running for that, former state senator. Andre Block Jacques Chirac is also going to be running in that election. So you got Jacques and Roth as the two kind of favored Republicans. And now you got this Trump kid, Brusewitz, flying up here, and he's going to nose around in here. I mean, if I'm Trigvi Olsen, if I'm Jacques or Roth, it's kind of a political kick in the nuts to bring this Brusewitz kid up here and on the Trump jet, and Trump's going to crown this kid.
Yeah, that's what he does. That's what he does. And honestly, if you're a voter in the 8th Congressional District, a Republican, you should be asking yourself, why on earth is Donald Trump getting in the middle of you selecting your candidate? If he really cares about the party.
Right.
I mean, set aside the fact he's put his daughter-in-law in charge of the party and they're basically raising money so that they can put it in their own coffers. Mm. Like, why on earth would you allow him to inject himself that way into? He doesn't care about the party. He cares about himself. And he's willing, this Brusewitz, what a clown, right? Yeah. But that's what he wants. He wants. And honestly, you know, Mike Gallagher, okay, you can agree or disagree with Mike Gallagher. Mike Gallagher is a serious guy.
Right.
Like on foreign policy stuff, Mike is a super serious guy. Mm-hmm. And yeah, they don't care about that. They really don't.
And I just think it's rich that, I mean, what's the matter with Wisconsin Republicans? They have to go to California to find OC Eric Hovde to run for U.S. Senate, and now they got to go to Florida to find this Brusewitz kid to run for Congress. Aren't there any Republicans they think can win anymore in Wisconsin?
I don't know. And, you know, the weird part is then you have Matt Gunderson running in the OC. Like, right. What on earth?
I don't know.
It's all upside down. It really is. And honestly, the Eric Hovde jump in a lake thing, it's just such a metaphor.
Right.
I mean, seriously.
Jeff from Shorewood, WAUK, says, ask Trigvi if there's any chance that some of these Republicans who quit elected office, like Liz Cheney, et cetera, will ever join him in endorsing Joe Biden. Well, I think Liz Cheney has all but, I mean, she's saying now she's open to voting for Biden.
You know, so Mark Esper, who is Secretary of Defense, Liz, Adam, there's lots and lots of people who have said they are not, Mitt Romney, have said they're not going to vote for Donald Trump. There was a little bit of a disturbing, honestly, it was disturbing to me. There was an article in Politico recently that said the Biden campaign suggested they hadn't reached out to these people. Honestly,
wow.
Ben Winkler or the Biden campaign people, if you're listening to this show, which we know they do too, please tell them to have somebody reach out to these Republicans. We need to get disaffected Republicans in the fold and saying that they're voting for Joe Biden. The conservatives need that permission. But yeah, I can't imagine that they're not going to eventually. And I can't imagine the Biden campaign. It's not run by stupid people, they're going to reach out to those people.
Don't you think, I mean, somebody else brought this up yesterday, I think, Trigvi. We're talking with Trigvi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, like myself, a former Republican, worked on presidential campaigns like John McCain's, worked for Mitch McConnell and others in the Republican Party, and fought for democracy around the world. He is the only person that I know who is banned from Russia personally by Vladimir Putin himself. All that's to say is Trigvi has some experience. Somebody asked us yesterday, Trigvi, and said, you know, recently, and look, I mean, they got some flack for it. I think it was jealousy that President Biden hosted former Democratic presidents Bill Clinton and Barack Obama at Radio City Music Hall and raised about $25 million in one night. Some people thought that was outrageous. I call it good fundraising in today's age. But the Republicans were
good
all
fundraising. It's an all-time record like that. Yeah, and then they were trying to he went and met with the cop. And the funny thing is
Trump,
that,
you're talking about.
Yeah, Trump went and met with the cop. Yeah. David Axelrod had the best quote on that. He's like, I think in the long run, I'd rather have the $25 million right. than winning a day's news cycle. Yeah.
But the point is that, yeah, these Democratic, former Democratic presidents and Clinton and Obama, who are going around fundraising and campaigning for Joe Biden, on the Republican side, the only living remaining former president besides Trump on the Republican side is George W. Bush. And so somebody said, you don't see Bush doing what these Democrats have done.
That is true. Hey, what is the number for our listeners who want to call in?
855-752-4842.
855-752-4842.
We are live in downtown La Crosse, Wisconsin, home of the Eagle, WLCX, here in downtown or in the La Crosse area. We are at the Radisson downtown on the second floor, overlooking the beautiful Mississippi River as the snow comes down here on an early April snowstorm from many parts of Wisconsin. If you're going to the Brewers game today, the opening day down in Milwaukee, if you're driving down there, allow some extra time. Some roadways could be getting a little slickery. I think in a little bit further down in southern Wisconsin, we're in central western Wisconsin along the Mississippi River at La Crosse, where it's snowing. But I know Mr. Zahmer said at last check, only rain right now in Madison, but allow a little extra time.
And you know, for people who are in the La Crosse area who are listening, they can come and join us tonight.
Yes.
We're buying some beer. We're buying some curds once again.
Yes.
We had 50 people in Richland Center. We hope to top that tonight.
It'll be great.
Houghton's Pub.
Back with more on the other side. Don't go anywhere. It's Trigvi. It's Todd. We are here at La Crosse on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. And I can't wait to get on the road again. Get along.
A little Kenny Chesney for you on a Tuesday, live from downtown La Crosse, Wisconsin at the Radisson Hotel, along with Trigvi Olson. I'm Todd Allball. Thank you, Mr. Zahmers. So true. That's what this tour is about. What makes Wisconsin great? Can't we all just get along? I mean, can't we just focus on these things that, like the Mississippi River and conservation, the lower Wisconsin River, and great athletics, our great communities? That's what brings Wisconsin together. Speaking of things that bring Wisconsin together, radio, of course, radio is a big part of that. And many of our programs at Civic Media, it was announced here last week, have been nominated for the fantastic Wisconsin Broadcasters Association Awards of Excellence. Among them, John and Gordy, our morning team in Madison, and the Maggie Dawn Show with the great Maggie Dawn across Civic Media Network. Many great people here at Civic Media nominated for those awards. And also a shout out, he's been on this program before, our ongoing contributor, Jeff Perry, who is at the, and this is the great thing about these awards, Civic Media, a statewide network, which is fantastic, but also, Trigvi, there's a lot of community, small community radio stations across the state, and one of those is WVMO in Monona, Wisconsin, and my good friend Jeff, who I worked with in Richland Center and WRCO for years, he has a great program called This Week in Music History. And it's on WVMO on the weekend mornings, and it's fantastic. He's been on this program and talked about it, and he has been nominated for a Wisconsin Broadcasters Association Award for Best Morning Radio Show as well. So good luck to Jeff Perry.
It's not surprising. It's amazing what Civic is doing. And I've said this to Sage. Mm-hmm. I've said it to you offline. I will say this. People in Wisconsin, one of the things that makes Wisconsin great is Civic Media. I travel to all these states. I end up talking to a lot of people who are, you know, concerned about democracy in the United States. And when I tell them, you know, that I come on, you're gracious enough to have me on the show and what Civic Media is doing, they all ask, can they do that in Arizona? Could somebody do that in Michigan, Florida? You name it. Yeah. Because everybody, I think people get, you know, Wisconsin is, I think, unique in how much local focus there is, right? Like Wisconsin has some unique things. But I also think, you know, people tend to like where they're from, and people really get that local radio and what Civic is doing, engaging at a local level, but also connecting it to the state by having conversations, is something that's desperately missing and doesn't happen and needs to be happening for our states and for our nation to be more successful. We've gotten away from that in the age of the internet.
Yeah. Let's go to the phone lines. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. If you want to talk to Trigby and myself about what makes Wisconsin great, we have Mark from Waukesha, W-A-U-K, the Shaw, on the line. Mark, thanks for listening in on this opening day of Brewers baseball at home. What say you?
Well, talking about Scott Walker, you know, raised my blood pressure up a little bit. It got me to
sorry about that.
Back and, it got me to thinking back in 2015. I had a business meeting in National Harbor, and it just happened to fall during CPAC. So a coworker and I snuck in, and Scott Walker started bragging about, you know, Act 10 and stuff, and I couldn't control myself, so I started yelling at him until people kicked me out. And felt really good about that.
Well, you know, sometimes you just got to share that, right? But he's an agitator, and I think in many ways deserves the agitation that he receives. But appreciate you calling in, Mark. Thank you so much for listening down there in Waukesha. 855-752-4842. Let's go
to share something for Mark.
Go ahead.
John McCain once said to me, "Mark, you're judged by the stature of your enemies, and you're doing a heck of a good job." He used a little different language. It was a little more salty, but I would say it applies.
Let's go to Madison, WMDX, Mad Radio in Madison. Gene, listening in. Gene, you have another comment about the former governor who is dressed up in baseball gear on opening day. What say you?
Casey.
Go ahead, Gene.
Gene.
Oh, sorry.
No, you're fine.
Scott Walker and hunting. watched him film the hunting commercial for the opening of deer season in the front yard at the governor's mansion.
No
he didn't
way.
Even go to the woods. Yes.
He did it at the governor's, at the executive residence?
Well, there's some big bucks there in Monona. Big bucks.
Yeah, well,
Scott Walker's idea of the opening day of hunting season is playing big buck hunter in the basement of the governor's mansion.
Yeah, and I used to be one of the staff electricians at DOA. I left
in
2018 because Act 10 ruined the place.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
well, it's a hitherto you might be able to confirm this, or Gene, but I can confirm it for sure. One of Tonette, the former First Lady of Wisconsin, one of her first acts along with Governor Walker when they became governor and First Lady was to take out the handicap ramp on the front stairs as you go into the executive residence because they didn't like the looks of it.
Yes, it was.
True story. Right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. True story. I was there when it left. Yep. Yeah, and I got into the residence one day. How'd you get in
really,
here? I'm wearing a state uniform.
Well, it wasn't exactly a shining moment in our state's history. What's really sad about it is he divided the state in ways that, quite frankly, remain to this day.
Yeah.
And it's why, Todd and I talk about this. You know, you can agree or disagree with Tommy Thompson. You can agree or disagree with Jim Doyle. But they were cheerleaders for the state. We need people. There is so much that's great about Wisconsin. And no one's cheerleading for the state. People of Wisconsin cheerlead for the state when they're out meeting other people from other places. But we need leaders who cheerlead for the state and put our communities first.
Yeah. I appreciate the call, Gene. Thanks for giving that first-hand knowledge there. I really appreciate it. Thanks for all your state service. I mean, all you folks that take care of the executive residence and all the state buildings, you are unsung heroes, and we appreciate all you do and did for the state of Wisconsin.
And we also have Andrew in Maine on YouTube says, perhaps Mr. Walker's idea of big bucks is $100 bills.
That could be. We're going to come back and talk with a local professor here at the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse, renowned associate professor of poli-sci, Anthony Cherkosky. We'll be here at the Radisson, downtown La Crosse, Wisconsin, overlooking the great Mississippi River. Trigvy and Todd, what makes Wisconsin great tour continues in hour two. Stay tuned next for news straight ahead on the Civic Media Radio Network.